Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 7th of November, recording at 9:17 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets, very firm, although Wall Street gave up, ooh, about a third of its gains by the close. Government bonds, also quite firm, although here also Wall Street gave up about a third of the gains. And the US dollar, soft but off the lows of the day. At one stage it was looking as if the dollar was going to see a downward dynamic, but then it improved slightly. And precious metals, they were doing quite well and then got clipped by weakness in oil. So it's too soon to conclude that that link has been severed. Well, I don't think it's ever going to be severed. It's just sometimes it's stronger than at other times. And oil down 92 cents to 59.10 as I speak. And the grains and beans stronger in here today. Industrial metals, I think, mostly up, maybe entirely up. Aluminium was down very slightly, but the others were all up a bit. Okay, so where are we here? Well, first, stock markets, as you know, are doing extremely well. Optimism is increasing. The uptrends have been reinforcing themselves. But the gains, some of the gains at any rate, are becoming too steep to be maintained for very long. Now, unless they really accelerate dramatically from here, I don't think that's too serious, but they move ahead too quickly, then they spill over into a consolidation and reaction. I'm not expecting anything worse than that, but usually these pullbacks are proportionate. So the better markets do in the short term, and the bigger that reaction and consolidation when it occurs is likely to be. Now, I also maintain everything that I've said about that medium-term correction. That ended, it actually ended way back in June, in the support building phase, so on. The overall upward trends have been resumed by most market indices, and the others look capable of most of the others, exceptions being some of the Middle Eastern markets, Saudi Arabia, for example. But most of the Asian, European, South American indices that aren't already in new high ground look capable of moving into new high ground for the year, I'm talking about. So that's a generally favorable outlook overall. This is still a positive seasonal period. And next year, 2007, third year of the US presidential cycle, generally a good year. But I have talked about these storm clouds on the horizon, and the two that I have been concentrating on are the price of oil. That took a small step backwards here today, in other words, further into the distance, which is good news for equity bulls, and the except for oil producers, and the government bonds. Well, because bond prices rallied in here today, those yields have eased a little bit, so that factor, in terms of storm clouds, took a small step backwards here today. So again, that's favorable news for equities. One that I wrote about here today, and using a publication from Rod Smith, the week published by Wachovia Securities, was talking about decline in profits and corporate profits. That's something that I have talked about a little bit in the past, and I posted things referring to this. It's pretty well inevitable that we're going to see some slowdown in the rate of U.S. corporate profit growth, and so one really wonders what would keep Wall Street moving up at the current pace that we're seeing, if those profits, if that profit growth is going to slow, well, liquidity is an obvious answer, and maybe the Fed's going to pump in even more liquidity, perhaps enough so that we even get expanding PE ratios for a while, although I don't think that that would be sustainable, really beyond the medium term. And my conclusion on this is that we need to be prepared for volatility, and I think that markets, as I said at the beginning, are beginning to move ahead a little bit too quickly. That doesn't mean I'm going to pull any money off the table, but I may raise stops on some of my leveraged positions. And I'm certainly not going to worry about my long-term investments, but I'll be a little bit conservative with leverage positions, and I hope I would be doing that anyway. So I'm not going to rush out again and load up on S&P or any other futures longs in this environment. Might have another look at that when we next see a bit of a pullback in consolidation. Okay, as far as the dollar is concerned, I really do feel that the bearish factors are beginning to line up against the dollar. And I felt that since we first got a downward dynamic off the higher side of the US dollar's range. You can see all those charts, and of course, we posted them on a number of occasions. And the dollar index is over, I think it's at least over 57%, if not. If not 60% weighted in favor of the euro. So not surprisingly, it doesn't look too different from the euro dollar chart. And we saw the dollar against the euro get down to its range lows and then bounce up very strongly. And in the US dollar index, which is the inverse of that, we saw the US dollar rally up few weeks ago to the higher side of its range and then come down quite swiftly from that level. And my own feeling is that the push for additional growth or to mitigate the slowdown that we are seeing as a result of the higher interest rates and the slump such as it is in US house prices will cause the Fed and the Treasury to want to have a soft dollar in here, and the Fed will probably err on the side of too much liquidity rather than too little liquidity. So that can be the rising tide that lifts all boats, but it doesn't fulfill me with, or it doesn't fill me rather, doesn't fill me with confidence that Wall Street is the place to be relative to, excuse me. Stifled a little sneeze there. It doesn't fill me with confidence that Wall Street is the place that I should be, where I should be investing, rather than, say, the major miners that I like and the Asian emerging markets that I like so much. And if I diversified away from that, it would be into some of the other emerging markets, such as Brazil or Russia, now that the metals are so strong again, and that oil is almost certainly in a bottoming out process. Okay, looking at the precious metals, they had, I think, I can't remember whether it was gold or silver, but it had about 9 days in a row on the upside and was due for maybe a tenth in here today. It was due for some sort of little pullback and consolidation. Gold right now is at 625. That's bullion. But the range on the day has been 629 and a quarter to 622.15. So it's well off the highs. It was dragged down by oil, but basically this pattern has been improving steadily. It had a terrific month last month, and I think we get perhaps a bit of consolidation here for gold, silver, platinum in response to the terrific gains that it had on Thursday and Friday of last week. But then I think the sector runs again on the upside. And whatever the Dow does on the upside over the next 12 to 15 months, I think that gold will at least match it and more than likely outperform what the Dow does over that period. Industrial metals, people keep talking about how low they're going to be a few years from now. Well, I'll not go that route in terms of forecasts because I don't see the reason why that should really happen, and I certainly don't see the price action. The fact is, all along, that analysts have been lifting their forecasts for metal prices, and some of these mining shares are selling on ridiculously low multiples. That's an old theme that I've mentioned on a number of occasions, but it doesn't mean that it's any less of a valid investment theme. And I'm delighted to see the performance of Rio and Billiton, and there's some that are doing even better. Xstrata is fantastic into new high ground. Antofagasta, another one, into new high ground. The whole sector is doing extremely well, and I like it so much that I actually opened up another long in the Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust here today. Remember, I took my profit in that back on the 30th. I was probably influenced by the fact that I bought it too early, just before we had the final sell-off in the major mining shares. And so I was underwater for a few weeks before that came back up and moved into a reasonable profit, which I took. But I like, again, I like the technical action, so I opened another leveraged long in MLW. What else to mention? I don't dare buy the grains at these levels, although I'm probably being too cautious because the long-term charts look pretty good, but they have had a heck of a run in the short term, and I was kind of hoping they'd see a little bit more consolidation. Other positions, zinc, I've got a small long position there. I certainly toyed with the idea of increasing it, but I just, well, I think I'm going to keep it small on that because zinc is up at these record high prices. And even if you adjust that for inflation, it's still one heck of a good run. And I'd rather have the metals that are just only in the second month of a real recovery following the big April-May May shakeout. And those are the precious metals. And I think that's pretty much it. So I'll just say now, tomorrow Owen will be doing the audio. I've got to leave quite early in the day, unfortunately, but I'll be doing a little bit of a copy for comment of the day tomorrow, and be back in the seat for another full day on Thursday and Friday. Meanwhile, all the best.